This is the start of part two, a case for trusting God. First, God responds to an enemy's evil intention by countering it with divine favor. God need not remove difficulties out of our path or annihilate those who hate us. All God has to do is to import his divine purpose to make us victors. Enemies have their purpose, but it's God's purpose that prevails. By this time, Joseph is well grounded in the ways of God. Joseph talked of nothing but his God. The Egyptians were not fond of Hebrews. It was in their DNA to hate the Hebrews. Joseph is a slave. He is separated from his family and is stuck in a foreign land. It might appear Joseph is totally alone and God has left him to die with strangers. Hard times always brings God into the mix. God does not allow evil intent to ever have free reign with his saints. For a season, evil is present, but God's grace abounds all the greater. Question: when hard times erupts, why are we quick to take matters into our own hands? Why not trust God? Why not allow God to fight the battle by his divine providence? Joseph's brothers acted wickedly against him. The Jews meant evil against Jesus when they nailed him to the cross. Your enemies mean evil against you by their deeds. God has the last say. Evil intent is always overruled by divine providence. When an enemy strikes, or when affliction comes, or painful loss occurs, it is replaced with divine intent. The Bible gives many accounts where God turned evil into a token of grace. The case for trusting God. God's plan for us does not include enemies, afflictions, pain, or death to remain a thorn in our lives forever. God permits difficulties in our lives to reign for a season. This may include being on the wrong side of injustice, being unfairly accused. Our justice system is littered with individuals who are later found to be innocent years later. What is your situation? Hang on in there. Trust God. By trusting God, we are ultimately victors in every affliction. Enemies may reign temporarily. Ultimately, they fail. Be patient, look for God, and watch for his salvation, for the testing of your faith brings about patience. Second, God is laboring during our hard times, ever giving us power to confront every difficulty that life throws our way. Those foolish enough to war against the saints will face the terror of God's defense. God promises to make our enemies to be our footstool. Joseph had good reason to be bitter. He was treated wickedly by his own brothers. Joseph would taste many more hard times. In Egypt, Joseph was a victim of evil intent when Potiphar's wife accused him of rape. Joseph was unjustly imprisoned on a lie. Joseph had God's divine favor on his side. Pharaoh had troubling dreams but didn't know the meaning. But God gave Joseph the ability to interpret dreams. Because of this gift, God created an occasion for Joseph to find favor in Pharaoh's eyes by interpreting his dream. While wasting in jail, Joseph depended on divine providence. Though wrongly imprisoned, Joseph knew enough of God that he would not be abandoned. Joseph was patient. He permitted divine providence to work on his behalf. But Pharaoh needed Joseph. It was divine providence that brought Pharaoh to favor Joseph and called on him to interpret his dream. The case for trusting God. God operates with us in the same way he did with Joseph. Regardless of what happens to you, God will always be God in every circumstance. Here is the truth we learn from Joseph's life. There are times God sovereignly chooses to have you suffer in his name. You only need to ask Job, how did he suffer? Have a talk with Apostle Paul. Paul was called to be a preacher to the Gentiles, but the Lord said from the start, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. In trusting God, you must seek God's counsel. Nothing wrong with your seeking understanding. In the Word, we know God preserves the saints from temptation. God is close enough to you. When you pray, "Save me from this temptation," God will reply. Then we only need to exhibit our genuine trust in God by obeying Him in the hard times. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Third, God's providential care preserves us in our trials and toils of life. Whenever we suffer loss, God counters by giving us spiritual increase. Whatever we lose, ultimately, God replaces. Whatever territory we lose, God replaces and enlarges it. In principle, God permits our trials and persecutions to build our godly character that we'll need when the next crisis strikes. Joseph understood that man's life is in God's hands. Even when Joseph was elevated by the Egyptian court, he did not use his position to settle the score with his enemies. Joseph understood the secrets of life is not found in the daily drudgery of sinfulness. If the enemy should land a few blows, just remember God's faithfulness. Joseph understood there was no reason to fight fire with fire. Divine providence would correct all treacherous acts, every evil plan that are lying in secret against the saints. Joseph grew in wisdom and stature because of the hard times he had endured. He learned the importance of forgiveness and total dependence on God. Joseph understood, since God is in control, spiritual increase would come. God gave Joseph children to help him forget the pain of rejection. This is divine providence at work. Joseph found favor in the Egyptian courts. This was divine providence working for Joseph, who saved his family from famine. The spiritual increase Joseph received was forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration with his father and brothers. The case for trusting God. We need not take matters into our own hands. The times we live in, time is crucial. We've learned growing up, act now, think later. This is not the way to trust God. Understand, we are not mentored to let anyone take control of us, not to allow others to humiliate us or abuse us, so we act and make matters worse. We must learn to be silent before God. God is our shield, protecting us even when we are unaware. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many angels God sent to protect us, to cancel an enemy's wicked plan. We won't always know the results of our trusting God, but armed with faith, we know God is always good. God has ordained glorious plans for us. God is not only in the business of forgiving us, God restores whatever is lost in our struggles. What God gives is yours for eternity. Expect your restoration. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. In conclusion, we are at the same point in life as Joseph when he was a slave in Egypt. We are faced with a host of crippling problems today. Added to whatever personal problems we face, down spiraling problems keep erupting all around us day after day. Even so, God makes his case for trusting him. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. In other words, no matter how bad life gets, no matter how evil the world may be, God is in the mix. God never abandons his people. Again, observing the world without an eye of faith gives people reason to despair, live in fear and terror, and fall victim to hopelessness. Stop reacting to hard times as if your doom is at hand. Instead, trust in God's divine care. Your trust in God strengthens when you aim to live responsibly, seek God in all things, and depend on his promises. You won't always know where trials of life will take you, but you know what God is always telling you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. God bless you all.